now listen to the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Jesus came to his native place, and there were taught the people in their synagogues. They were astounded at the things that he said, and they wondered, where did this man get such wisdom? Where and how is he able to perform such mighty deeds? Is he not just the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? Does he not have brothers named James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? And are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this? Mm-hmm. They took offense at this. So Jesus said, a prophet is not without honor, except in his native place and in his own home. He cannot then do mighty works here because of their lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's focus on our first reading from the book of Leviticus. Moses receives from God a religious calendar, a calendar that contains the religious feast that God insists that his people follow from year to year. Many of these feasts are centered around food, so I hope you don't get hungry. Let's remember, let's go back to the beginning. The very people that Moses is leading and speaking to and who receives this calendar religious feast are people who have spent the last 40 years traveling through the desert. I suspect most of them were born in Egypt as slaves. But even though they were slaves, it says Egypt was a country of plenty because of the Nile River, the slaves were well fed and cared for. I mean, it would be silly not to feed them. How could they do all the manual work if they were hungry and weak? So while they were slaves, they enjoyed a certain amount of bounty. You might say all of their physical and personal needs were met. Now they're free from slavery. And they move then from a land of plenty into a land of scarcity in the desert. They had a struggle of 40 years for food, for water, and other sustenance. Even though God protected them, cared for them, and rained down manna, bread from heaven, for them to eat. It was a difficult time. But what kept their hope alive was their journey was to keep and receive the promise that God had made to them. I will give you a land of milk and honey, a promised land. Now they are just about ready to enter into the promised land. And before they enter in, God gives them this religious calendar as a memorial, a reminder of where they have just come and what they are about to receive. Because now God is going to bless them. And now they will become a people of plenty, thanks to the Jordan River. Their bellies will be full, all of their personal needs will be satisfied. But God is gone. And he knows that we as human beings can become very self-centered. So hence we have these religious festivals as a memorial, a reminder of the people of what they once did not have in the desert, and now what God has blessed them with in the land of milk and honey. Don't forget that everything you have comes from God. Your scarcity comes from God. Mm-hmm. Your plenty comes from God. So give thanks to God Remember all the blessings that God has done for you. Celebrate these memorials once a year. So we read that in the early spring we have the Feast of Passover, or called the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It's a feast around food. There's another feast that takes place in the early spring around the planting of the seed and gratitude that what they will have will be their first fruits in this fall. Hence, we have two more celebrations in the fall, where they celebrate, give thanks to God as they receive the first fruits of their harvest. Their barns will be filled, their tummies will be bloated, all will be well for the winter months. But don't forget to thank God. So hence, in all these celebrations, there is a prayer of gratitude and thanks. This gratitude and thanks is centered around a whole week of fasting. And then the celebration, they break out into joy as they offer to God the offering, a burnt offering, perhaps a sheep or a cow, a little baby goat. And there's even offerings of grain. They give thanks to God because God has filled them with plenty. God has protected them and is with them. How much more then should we be grateful for the Eucharist, the bread down from heaven in the form of Jesus who suffered and died for us? The Mass is a memorial. It's a thanksgiving feast of God's redemptive love. But he, in a sense, took us from scarcity, where we do not have access to God. And through his death and resurrection, he has showered us, as our opening prayer said, with graces and blessings beyond our wildest imagination. Food for the journey, our journey home. Jesus says, celebrate this festival at least once a week in thanksgiving. Indeed, a wonderful gift that God has given to us. You know, we're always talking about food. I'm really hungry for the Eucharist. How about you? Hungry for the Eucharist? And I invite all of you to gather around the altar of God to celebrate this wonderful memorial of God's love for us.